This is Regionally Speaking on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Chris Nolte. The United Ways in Lake and Porter counties are taking a big step to better serve the residents of Northwest Indiana. The two groups are in the process of merging. And we have with us today the two respective leaders of their organizations. David Nicole is the interim president and CEO for the Lake Area United Way. And Kim Olesker is the president and CEO of the United Way of Porter County. And we both have them on today. Thank you both for joining us on Lakeshore Public Radio.
Hi, thank you for having us. This is Kim and David.
Good morning. Glad to be here today.
Thank you very much, both of you, for joining us here. Kim, if you will first, having an opportunity to talk with you about the explain for folks that are not familiar with the Porter County United Way organization. Tell us first about the Porter County group.
Well, we've been serving Porter County for a little over 65 years, and that has been such a joy to be able to stabilize our community in different ways over the course of those decades. Our United Way is a key player for capacity building support across the region. We have the AmeriCorps grant. We have an RSVP grant, which is a senior volunteer grant. Those are both federal. And then we also do VITA, so we're also tax prep for the region. So we have such a good blending and braiding of the two United Ways. Our United Way historically has been all about capacity building and volunteer-driven activities, where Lake has really made major headway in their Level Up program, which I'll flip to David about. But the two together are going to make the region a much stronger place to live and to employ people and to have your businesses here and raise your families. And so together, that's what we're doing. We're coming together to be able to do this on a little bit larger scale. David, do you want to talk about the Level Up?
Sure. Level Up is, so Lake Area United Way has been in business for about 75 years similarly. And again, similar to United Way of Porter County, really bringing the community together to make it a better place to live, work, and raise a family, and to help families thrive in our community. The Level Up program is one of our signature programs, and it really helps families that are struggling, that are in financial dependence, to move to financial independence. And just 2 weeks ago, we graduated 45 individuals from the Level Up program, and it was a phenomenal event. And we saw some of those graduates, all of those graduates had met some or all of their financial and job and housing goals.
I know too, David, that you, as the leader of the Lake Area United Way, have been working with your staff and others on what are called Alice households. Will you explain for folks that are not familiar with the term how that fits in with the at least the mission for the Lake Area United Way?
Well, in reality, Alice fits in with the mission for United Way of Northwest Indiana as a whole. And so ALICE stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. These are families that are working hard but struggling to survive. Quite often they're working 2-3 jobs and running kids around. These are great time managers because they've got to do a lot, but they're struggling. Because they're just not able to make ends meet. And so that's really the ALICE, that's what ALICE stands for. And in our communities, more than a quarter of families, actually, if I'm not mistaken, it's more than a third of families in our community are ALICE families. And so that's where we're really trying to work as a Northwest Indiana region to help families thrive.
Now, I know that both organizations have obviously common goals, and you have different ways to go about the goals. Where did the idea of a merger first come about?
We've been talking about it kind of off and on for about 12 years. I jokingly say it's a couple trial runs. But, you know, we have found that really in the last 5 years, our work is far more similar than it ever was different. And that is a key factor. Our work culture, our team culture, our belief in how we support the community, how we want to drive that forward, have all come into alignment. And so knowing that they're in alignment, when there was an opportunity to have that discussion, both sides jumped on board. It's the right thing to do. The county line should really be sticking to the governmental agencies who have to keep the government line. When you're talking about doing good across the region, it really shouldn't have any boundaries. So we really feel fortunate that we're at this right place at the right time to be able to bring these two amazing teams together and do really, we're, you know, four or five times the amount of work because we're going to be able to bring those assets together. And by assets, I'm simply talking about human capital. I think our region as a whole is a very generous region, and I think the messaging around doing it for the region is really going to resonate. Now, United Way, historically, you can designate wherever you want to or wherever you need to, so I know any donors listening, we want to just make sure we're honoring that as a United Way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's not going to change. We've been the master of that game for 100-plus years, and so that still would happen in any workplace giving or any donor designation gift. And, you know, our community really looks to us to be the leaders, and we are ready for that role.
We're talking with David DeCole, who's the interim president and CEO for Lake Area United Way, and Kim Olesker, who is the president and CEO of the United Way of Porter County. And they together are joining their organizations together and creating the United Way of Northwest Indiana. Kim, I know since you're working with a Porter County organization, you've recently taken on Starr County into the fold. And I'm sure that, and certainly, David, you probably are doing maybe the same as well with some of the other counties here in Northwest Indiana. Certainly, all together as the new, more united than ever, United Way. Will you tell us how the Lake and Porter County organizations are going to fit all the other county organizations together?
Well, that's a great question, and we did take on Stark United Fund, which has been a very solid funded United Way work in Stark County. We've had great relationships with their foundation who was running that, and it's really just it comes down to being able to put the folks on the ground there, and so we know that we're able to do that. We and Lake's footprint has always included parts of Jasper and parts of Newton, so this District 1, Region 1, which in emergency management land is really now all under the United Way umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
All but, you know, LaPorte is still doing great things on their own, and that's fine. They're doing phenomenal work there. She's done some great things during COVID. So for most of the purposes, we're now a five-county-ish, you know, region. So it's really phenomenal. And I know, you know, when you look at the traffic patterns and when you talk to anybody at like the forum, for example, Heather Ennis, it's really, we're not the same insular work, you know, patterns that we were a couple of years back, even 6 years back, you know, people who lived in an area, worked in an area. Now they're going all over the place. So I think that traffic pattern makes a difference. The commute to work makes a difference. A lot of Newton, a lot of Jasper folks come north, whether it's Porter County or whether it's Lake County to work. Some go as far as Chicago. So we know that we can provide a lot better unified service stop point, you know, like we want to be the one-stop stop for all that. So Lake piloted some great stuff to have resources readily accessible in their Resource Roundup app and also their charity tracker so that, you know, a family who needs help doesn't have to tell their story to 10 different nonprofit agencies. Because that gives them the pride and the grace in order to get the help without having to have to repeat these very vulnerable, very personal stories sometimes. So, you know, we're both in it to really make our community stronger. And the best way to make them stronger is to make our individuals stronger. Sometimes it's one person at a time. Sometimes it's a family at a time. And that's really our target, is making sure that these families thrive with the best opportunities that sit in front of them.
Now, David, speaking for the Lake County side of the United Way, at least as it is for now, what did you discover when you came into the position here in Lake County that certainly is going to fit in well with the total merger? And you mentioned at the outset here about the Alice families and what the Lake Area United Way to this point has been doing, and you want to continue that on, of course, with the United Way of Northwest Indiana. What else do you see, at least from the Lake County side, that you can bring into the entire picture?
You know, I think when we look at one of the most important things that a United Way has is its volunteers. And so when we worked with, and so for me, it's been working with both sets of volunteers, both our board chairs. Mike Desaitis on the Lake side and Ron Donohue on the Porter side. Both of them came into this conversation ready to take action. And then we've had two great community leaders step up to say that they're willing to lead. And so Jeff Strack, Strack and Van Til, is going to serve as the board chair of the new entity, United Way of Northwest Indiana. And he is a current board member of Lake Area United Way. And then Heather Reines, which Kim's already alluded to, with the forum, has agreed to serve as the vice chair. And mm-hmm. Heather is a current and a great board member of United Way of Porter County. So when Chris, to answer your question, in looking at the volunteers and the passion of the volunteers and the work that they have done has been truly awesome on both sides, and really activating those volunteers from the lakeside, engaging with Porter, and bringing everybody together has really been a successful venture.
Now, I know since both organizations have been working hard during the pandemic, at least at the time, with their respective counties, what do you together as the new Lake County and the Porter County United Ways joining together into the United Way of Northwest Indiana see that will have to be done to still deal with the COVID-19 pandemic? It's still out there and it's still raging very hard. Kim?
Yes, you know, we are watching all of the markers. We know that cases have increased. We both have been the recipient of some really strong Lilly dollars, which have been able to put right back in the community. And I think it's just really, you know, sometimes supporting those nonprofit agencies from just a back, you know, holding you up kind of position is a great deal. We have a lot of nonprofits doing really great work that are running on one full-time person or one almost full-time person. And so that support to those nonprofits is just as critical as the financial support. So we're watching, and we have both, really all the United Ways across the nation have pivoted so many times to make sure that we're ready for that next wave. You know, we know that the housing moratorium is going to be lifted. What we believe is happening is that a lot of those folks have been, you know, have been in a bad situation for a lot longer time than COVID. And so the question is, how can we improve their state of mind and their ability to be, you know, strong community members before we get the moratorium? So, you know, we have to look at things all different ways. And what's beautiful about the Level Up program with Lake is it goes after the root cause. And I don't mean really cause, but it gets to the root of how to improve lives. So many people have no idea where to even turn. And that sometimes is just as big of an olive branch as anything else. And so it's really walking hand in hand with case managers who say, okay, you've hit a speed bump. You've had an emergency come up that nobody could have possibly predicted. Let's talk about best ways to get out of it and get back on the road. And those are really critical. You know, we have a lot of folks out there with a lot of need, and we have a lot of folks who are scared to ask. So we're hoping that this really brings forward some of those folks that could really benefit from the program. It's a commitment, so you got to be ready to do the work. But we have our staff members, you know, ready and willing to take on that work. And I think that that's really an important thing.
Well, Dave, I'm going to give you the last chance to speak, to talk a little bit about the process. How soon are you and Kim hoping to be able to, along with the boards of directors that have become the unified board of directors now, hoping to be able to get the merger complete?
So we are on track. We are moving quickly. Literally today we had our first full combined staff meeting. So that was a lot of fun. But we are looking no later than the end of the year to have everything all buttoned up. But then at the same time, as with every merger, whether it's nonprofit or for-profit, it's going to take some time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are, as you mentioned, we're in the middle of a pandemic. And United Way will always be ready to listen to the community and take the action that's necessary. So, last piece, if you would, we know, United Way, we know that we can't accomplish this vision without the support of the community. And so whether if it's an individual or organization that is giving, advocating, or volunteering, we encourage individuals to continue to engage with United Way, whether that's through, again, whether that's through giving, advocating, or volunteering. We want to help people live united, and we really want to help our communities thrive.
Well, David and Kim, thank you very much to both of you for being with us on Regionally Speaking today to talk about your respective United Way organizations now becoming the United Way of Northwest Indiana. And we'll have you all back on again soon. We'll have to get updates as well, too. Thank you for being with us today, though.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much. This is Regionally Speaking on Lakeshore Public Radio. There's money coming into Lake County for renters and landlords and homeowners who need help in trying to deal with the eviction and foreclosure issues that are happening and maybe forthcoming more so in the region because of changes on the federal level. To find out more about the funds that are available, Tim Brown is with us. He's Executive Director of the Lake County Community Economic Development Department. Tim, thanks for joining us on Regionally Speaking today.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you very much.
Will you tell us a little bit about the funds that are available to Lake County to be able to use this way to help family members as well as landlords out if they need the help?
Yeah, sure. Back a few months ago with the federal legislation that did the Emergency Rental Assistance Program, it started in December and January of last year and then this year, we ended up getting in Lake County $14.5 million. $13 million of that is for renters to handle back rent and some cases future rent, and also utilities, whether that be NIPSCO, water, sewer, and internet if it's school-related or job-related. And of that, we've spent approximately $7.2 million of the $13 million. We're required to spend $8.6 million of it by the end of September. In fact, we'll easily meet that goal. Last week, we did a check run of over $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah, it's working out real well. We're just trying to make sure. We kind of panicked when the moratorium stopped last Saturday evening without an extension. I've been trying to get as much of the word out as I can that we have these funds still available. In fact, the state of Indiana is going to allow us to access some of their funds that they have left over so we can actually enhance the program even better and have more funds available even than the original $13 million for clients. This is only for renters. It's not for mortgage holders. Mortgage holders, if you have an FHA mortgage, you can kind of contact FHA and they have a program available to give you some extensions and some changes to your mortgage agreements. The state of Indiana is coming out with a mortgage program here probably by the end of this month, and that would be through what we call IHCDA as the acronym, but that's the Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority. Mm-hmm. And they actually have a website set up right now, and if I recall correctly, it's www.hopein.gov, and you can go and put a place marker. If you're having need to get mortgage assistance, you can put your information in there, and once that program is up and running, they will contact you.
Now, I understand you have several partners within the program, not just the Lake County Community Economic Development Department, but some community partners that are helping with this program in particular, the one for renters, that is.
Yes, that's correct. We went through a process back in February to select an administrator for the program, and we ended up selecting Geminis Corporation that's out of Maryville. We had used them in the past. Some years ago during the Great Recession, we used their agency for what we call a rapid rehousing program that was sponsored by the Obama administration at the time. In this particular case, they already have a basic setup. They do an awful lot of other federal-funded programs, and they had the core group. They had Catholic Charities, United Way, already in the queue to be able to help with assistance. So it was a lot easier to get this thing spun up and running. They also had Salvation Army assistance that they've used in the past. And they had the biggest connection, which was a connection with NIPSCO, because they had already been doing utility assistance for some time in other programs. So getting that component started up and working well was very easy from the very beginning. The hardest part has been getting the computer program. We use a program now called Submittables because they were not using that program at the time. But we're using a program called Submittables, which is the same program that the state of Indiana is using. And we did that for a reason, so that you don't have this problem of assistance being overlapped from one program to the next. Because that, the Treasury said very specifically, you can't assist somebody twice for the same time period of assistance.
If you will, go again and what you've mentioned so far, Tim, and refresh our memories and let people know if they have questions, if they have concerns, if they actually do need some emergency rental assistance, where do they need to go, especially if they live here in Lake County, to be able to get things started so they can get the help they need as soon as they possibly can.
Yeah, the best thing to do is to go to www.lakecountyin.care. Everything is online. Everything is computer generated. All you have to do is get on that system, fill out the basic forms, then supply the data like a lease and utility bills and so on. I mean, you have to fill in some of the gaps for information purposes, and that gets you started with the program to get rental assistance. And it can go back, that rental assistance can go back to March of 2020.
Wow.
So, you know, we're averaging about $6,300 per client, and that's just the average. And we've done well over 1,300 clients so far, and we expect a lot more interest, especially since the evictions are being lifted. We expect a lot more interest in this program. We want people to come in and use it, because we need to get these monies out the door. I mean, that's just the plain, you know, basic truth of it. The reason is not only to help renters, but it is to help landlords to get whole too. That was a big part of all this, so that they got their money, so that they can do their maintenance, their, you know, pay their taxes, do the things that they need to do as a landlord.
Tim Brown is Executive Director of the Lake County Community Economic Development Department. He's been telling us about the opportunity out there now to get assistance to be able to alleviate evictions and foreclosure notices that are happening and may continue to happen here in the region. And Tim, thank you very much for the information. Hope people go online. If they have the questions, they can find out more and get started so they can get the help they need. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
That's it for Regionally Speaking for today. I'm Chris Nolte. Thanks for being with us. Back with you tomorrow.